fate. At last report, it had been just a single earth tremor short of plunging into a bottomless abyss, still nailed to a huge wooden throne by means of a number of silver daggers. I observed, "It appears the plane has been healing itself in here, too." I eased forward. There was still a vertiginous abyss. I had to close my eyes momentarily while I regained my equilibrium. Shvetya remained poised over it, but the gap clearly was narrower than Mergen had described. In closing, the surface had pushed the wooden throne upward somewhat. Shvetya was no longer in momentary peril of falling. It looked like a few decades would see him lying there with his nose pressed into healed stone, the overturned throne on top of him still. Willow Swan invited himself to join me. He said, "That thing hasn't moved since last time." I countered, "Thought you couldn't remember anything." "Whatever the short farts did, it seems to be working. I recognize things when I see them." Goblin told Swan, "Considering what could still happen if Shvetya starts jumping around, holding still seems like a pretty good idea, don't you think?"
"Could you hold still for 15 years?
I said. "He's held still a lot longer than that, Swan. He's been nailed to that throne for hundreds of years, or even thousands. He has to have been nailed down since before deceivers fleeing Raedrenak came here on their way to other worlds and hid the books of the dead." That observation got me some looks, particularly from Master Centaraxita. I had not yet shared the tales I had gleaned from Mergen. "Else he would have stomped them good at the time. They would have looked like the kind of thing he was put here to guard against, I think."
"Who nailed him down?" Goblin asked.
"I don't know.
Might be a handy piece of information. You'd want to keep an eye on a guy who could do that kind of thing."
"I would," Swan agreed. He grinned nervously.
"It's listening," I said. I moved along the edge of the abyss several steps, squatted. From there I could see the demon's eyes. They were open a crack. I could also see that there were three of them instead of two, the third being in the center of the forehead, above and between the other two. This point had not come up before, though it was the sort of thing you would expect of a Goonie-style demon. The oversight became self-explanatory as soon as the demon sensed my scrutiny. The third eye closed and vanished. I asked Swan, "That throne looked like it's solidly wedged?"
"Yeah, why?"
"Just wondering if we could move it without losing it down that crack."
"I'm no engineer, but it looks to me like you'd really have to work at it to dump it down there now. Obviously it could go. One really stupid move? It's a hell of a deep hole, but..."
The curious kept piling up behind us. Their chatter was becoming annoying. Every single whisper turned into a gaggle of echoes that made the place seem more haunted than it was.
"Everybody be quiet! I can't hear myself think!"
I must have sounded nastier than I intended. People shut up and gawked. I asked, "Does anyone see a way to get that thing turned right side up and pushed back away from the gap?"
"How come you'd want to do that?" One eye asked. "Quit